looking for a word, and the words are not coming. I can paint it with a speech bubble, sing a motif, rub it in on my teeth. Listen, why I should, and my tongue's tied wrong, but I'm listening right.
Oh, episode number 98. What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? I can't really yell at this point, which I'm sure you guys are all glad for. I can't yell without getting a tickle in my throat and coughing. I am over the sickness. I'm feeling 1,000 times fucking better. I needed that week to myself to recover. And you know what? I will say, a perk of being sick and having the flu, I gotta start a new diet plan. I gotta go up to everybody in the hospital that has the flu and just have them cough in my face. Cough and sneeze in my face. That way I catch the flu, because this has been fucking amazing. I've dropped a couple of LBs. I'm feeling pretty fucking good. My stomach has shrank. You know, what did they used to do back in the day? I've always heard this since I was a kid. I don't know how true this is, but they say they used to put like a tapeworm in the bottom of a drink, and it was a diet drink. So you would drink it, and then you would also drink the tapeworm. And then everything you ate from that point, the tapeworm would, it would consume it. You wouldn't get any nutrition or any food. And you would drop weight automatically, just like that. And I think they'd have to go in eventually and probably remove the tapeworm from your stomach, because it's slowly killing you. But this is the 2019-2020 version of that. People with the flu, hit me up. drinkuntillyoupodcast@gmail.com. No, that's fucking disgusting. I don't want anybody coughing or sneezing in my face. But I am feeling pretty good. Like I said, my stomach shrank. So I'm eating one meal a day, and I'm okay with that. I'm still eating vegan now that now that Thanksgiving's over, and I stuffed my face full of pie and turkey. I'm back to my diet. This is the most willpower in my life that I've ever shown with a diet. I fall off the wagon, and then I hop back on the wagon. Pretty fucking smooth. I will say, the amount of days that I fall off the wagon is getting more and more. It started as one. Now it's up to like four each time that I'm eating like shit. I had a fucking, what did I have the other night? Cake, pie, Hot Pockets, you know. The essence of life, pretty much. Anyway, I'm feeling good though, man. I'm working out. I went to work today. We got a little bench at work. I did some bench press. We shoveled dirt all day, dirt and rocks and shit. I had my lunch. I ate my one meal. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm consuming some calories here drinking this Miller High Life, which is what I'm drinking tonight, by the way. I got three of these. Hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. And I'm loving it, dude. Everybody in the house, everybody's getting better. My baby girl's cough is going away. Connor's feeling better. My boys, they're feeling better. So we're getting back on track, ready for the new year. And as much as this has worked for me, having that week where I was sick, dude, my chick, she still looks better than I do. I don't know how this happens. It's like she diets for a day and I can't compare dieting for a month. You know what I mean? It's like at this point, she's got a flat stomach and I look like I'm the one who had the baby. Like I'm in the fucking gym with the headband working off the baby fat. It's like, well, you weren't even fucking pregnant. How did you? It's just because I fall apart. It's happened every time one of my kids is going to be born. I just fucking fall apart. You know, they want cake at 3 a.m. I'm like, well, I might as well have cake too. And it just piles up on me and it doesn't work out very well. But man, she looks fucking great, dude. I cannot say how great she looks. She doesn't even fucking go to the gym. It's, it hurts. It hurts a little bit. Nice to look at, I'll tell you that much, but I just can't keep pace. Hopefully this is the new trend. This is the new trend I'm setting. Eating once a day, eating vegan. I might have a beer or two every now and then. I just haven't wanted to drink lately. And I think that's due to, obviously, the sickness. You know, that kind of takes it out of you. But man, after I did the podcast last Saturday, man, I had that fucking rum, dude. I felt untouchable, man. That fucking rum numbed everything. I couldn't feel my throat hurting anymore. I couldn't feel my head hurting. I was fucking good to go, you know. But maybe this is the new way. I don't even know what kind of resolutions I'm going to make. I'm doing everything right now. I'm working out. I'm eating right. I just got to stay consistent. Maybe that's the resolution I got to make. I really got to start thinking about it. I got to tell you guys, I went Black Friday shopping. I actually fucking did it. As much as I'm against it, as much as I hate being in crowds like that and people pushing and shoving over, fucking TVs and Xboxes and shit like that, I did it, man. I did it by myself. No. I did it with my two boys. I took my two boys up to Walmart with me, and I don't know what the secret was, but basically I just walked in with my boys. I went and I stood in the line of the shit I wanted, and I waited for like three people, and then I was there, and I was like, hey, do you have this? And they're like, yep, we sure do. Hey, do you have that? Yep, we sure do. It was super fucking easy. I don't see what all the fuss is about. I didn't have to punch anybody, you know. Nobody tried to shank me over what I got. It was fucking painless. But I did read an article the other day that said Black Friday is becoming obsolete just for the fact that, you know, everybody orders their shit off of Amazon. That's the way to do it now, man. Fuck fighting the crowds. You get the Cyber Monday deals, you know. I'm such a fucking dad now, I swear to God. I never gave a shit about this stuff before, and I still kind of don't. But, you know, you kind of have to when you have kids. You want to get them something nice, and you don't want to pay full price. And you don't want to steal it, you know. They're really stepping up the security at the Walmart, too. You can't go out these little, I don't know, they're like little turnstiles or something. Anyway, doesn't fucking matter. Fuck Walmart. Fuck Black Friday, too. I mean, I would say fuck Black Friday. It was just so fucking easy, man. I just walked in there, didn't have to wait, didn't have to push past anybody. Excuse me. Oh, I didn't even tell you guys this last week. Coughing reminded me. So I stopped vaping when I was sick. I'm not smoking anymore. So I'm really, really trying hard. It is hard when I have a beer or two to not get any nicotine. Dude, I stopped drinking coffee when I was sick. So it's like, you know, as bad as it was, it actually kind of helped me. It put me back on track to being healthy, because it doesn't make any fucking sense to like watch what I'm eating, you know, dieting and shit, and then I go off and smoke a fucking cigarette. It's like, yeah, I just had a kale salad, but now I'm smoking two cigarettes. It doesn't work. It works against itself. But, man, the sickness, it really set me on the right track. I hadn't had coffee, haven't had nicotine, cigarettes, or vape, nothing. And I'm feeling pretty fucking good, man. I highly recommend you catching the flu. That's a weird recommendation. Anyway, let's take a drink. I hope you guys had a good weekend. I hope you're having a good week. This is coming out on Wednesday. Hashtag hump day. Had to give myself an extra day to do a show because I was out of gas from doing it Saturday and having all that shit prepared. It's like I used all my good shit. But I have a couple of drink recommendations for you guys tonight. I got a couple of listener emails. What else do I have? My notes just went black. I don't know. I swear I have something else for you. Did I tell you guys what I'm drinking tonight? A Miller High Life? I got three of these. And they're tasting fucking good, man. I don't know what it is about High Life, but I fucking love it. I think the drunkest I've ever been on beer, just straight beer, no liquor, is High Life. I chugged this shit and chugged it and chugged it and chugged it while I was at a show. And I got the rubber legs, you know? But, oh yeah, that's what I was talking to you guys about. I just haven't felt like drinking lately. Does anybody else go through phases like that? I love drinking, and I love, you know, mixing drinks and trying new shit, having people mix drinks for me. But lately, it's just been like, I can barely stomach a fucking beer. I don't know if it's the cold. I don't know what it is. It was actually pretty fucking nice today, but it is getting colder. I guess that's what it is, but I remember years ago, I was slamming fucking Shiner like nobody's business. It was going down like cream soda. And this year, it's just, I don't know, maybe it's all the being sick and all that, but I just go through phases. I go through phases on the liquor I want, you know, like I'll stick a long time on tequila, and then I'll move over to rum, and then some vodka, rarely ever gin. gin almost has to be given to me for me to want to drink it, because it's just, it's not my favorite. But beer, you know, sometimes I'm in the mood for wine. The problem I have with wine, I don't drink a lot of wine on this podcast, is it just gets me too fucking quick. And it gives me a headache too fucking quick, you know. It's like straight to the bloodstream, and it's fucking over for me. I'm fucking loopy. But yeah, man, hey, by the way, oh, your old buddy Chris is turning 34 on Saturday. I can't fucking believe it. And speaking of not wanting to drink, I don't know what to do for my birthday. I don't know what I want to do. I know where I'll probably end up will be Double Wide in downtown Dallas, because I love that, you know, and I'll have another fucking cheat day, of course, but I love their fucking frozen eggnog. They do it once a year at the end of the year around this time. I think they start after Thanksgiving, and dude, we haven't been down there since basically we found out Connor was pregnant. Obviously, you can't drink while you got a baby in your stomach, so we stopped going down there. And I want to go down there, but I just have different goals, I'm finding, as I'm getting older. I don't want to go out and get fucking hammered. Connor's been asking me, what do you want to do for your birthday? What do you want to do for your birthday? And I've specifically said, I don't want to get shit-faced. And I don't know why. I don't think that's a bad thing. Obviously, like, I would be taken care of. I'd get an Uber. I'd get a Lyft. You guys don't drink and drive if it's your birthday. Pearl Harbor Day, by the way, December 7th. The day that will live in infamy. What a shit day to be born on, right? Years and years later after the tragic event. Anyway, yeah, I don't want to fucking get drunk. I want to find something fucking cool. I've thought of going skydiving. I've thought of bungee jumping. But how fucking terrible would that be? I smack my head on the concrete tied to a bungee cord and I'm never the same again. That would be fucking an awful birthday present, right? I just don't know what to do, man. I don't know what I want to do. I want to go to the casino. It's been too long since I've been to Windstar. I want to do that. I don't know. Go to a gun range? I mean, you got to do that before you have booze, right? I want to do something fucking, I don't know, ride a four-wheeler. I don't even know where to go for that. Somewhere around here. I'm sure you can rent out four-wheelers. But yeah, man, another fucking year. I'll be 34, and it's really hard to believe. I don't feel like I'm 34, unless I hurt myself. Then I really start to feel like I jumped in a pile of leaves the other day, and the way I landed on my wrist, just like my wrist is still fucked up. I should probably be in one of those, not a cast, but one of those plastic wrist guards, you know, that nerds use. I should probably be in one of those, but yeah, man, my mind was like, you're 8 years old again. It's a pile of leaves. Jump into it. And my body was like, you're 33. No, the weight of my body just crushed my fucking hand. But, and I always talk about the aches and pains of getting older. Now that I'm starting to feel that. I can feel when the cold is coming in my knee. I've had surgery on my knee before. And, you know, just not the same. It just takes a minute in the morning to get, like, my hinges going. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? Just, like, my back and my knees. I gotta do, like, step-ups. I gotta, like, swing my arms out a little bit just to get everything warmed up. It's like, it's almost like my body doesn't know I've woken up yet. And it's, I gotta work, you know? But I'm not complaining. I'm just saying this, the changes of getting older. I've noticed a difference of things I would have done turning 25 versus things I'm doing turning 34. You know what I mean? Like, things just fucking change mentally, physically, everything changes. And I'm trying to think of words of advice that I've learned in my 34 years. Don't piss into the wind. That's always a good one. Don't bite the hand that feeds. I think that's pretty universal. I don't know, man. I don't have any advice I can give you in my 34 years. At least none I can think of right now. Without getting preachy, you know, like I could get on a soapbox and talk about a bunch of heartfelt things. And I'm not going to do that. This is a light podcast. I really need to finish this beer so I can start the next one. All right, let me finish this real quick and we'll do some drink recommends. One sec. All right, it is time for the drink recommendations for this week. We're going to get a little Christmas on you. Hey, this isn't what I posted. What is this? This isn't the right thing. They're going to be kind of Christmas cocktails this week since Christmas is coming up. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say Christmas anymore, am I? I should be able to. That's the Wild Turkey cocktail. What the fuck is this? All right, fine. I got to go to the email to figure it out. All right, we'll go ahead and read this out of the email. This is the peppermint martini. You're going to need 1.5 ounces white chocolate liqueur, 1.5 ounces vanilla vodka, 1 ounce cream de cacao, clear slash white is what it says, 1 ounce half and half, 0.5 ounce peppermint schnapps, white chocolate syrup and crushed peppermints to garnish. And by the way, I'm not a fan of this white chocolate, and I'm not a fan of peppermint. But maybe you guys are, so that's why I did this one. Begin by preparing your martini glass. Rim the edge of the glass with the white chocolate syrup. Then dip into crushed peppermint candies or crushed candy canes. Set glass aside. Add the white chocolate liqueur, vanilla vodka, cream de cacao, half and half, and peppermint schnapps to a cocktail shaker with ice. Shake and then strain into your prepared martini glass. That is the peppermint martini. The next one I have for you is called the White Christmas Margarita. You're going to need 14 ounces can of coconut milk, 12 ounce silver tequila, 8 ounces of triple sec, half a cup lime juice, 2 cups ice, half a cup mint for garnish, 1 lime sliced into rounds for garnish, lime wedge for rimming glass, sanding sugar for rimming glass, cranberries for garnish. Here's how the hell you make it. Combine coconut milk, tequila, triple sec, lime juice, and ice in a blender. Blend until smooth. Rim glasses with the lime wedge and dip in sanding sugar. Pour into glass and garnish with lime and cranberry. Serve. Get drunk, it says. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. The last one I have for you is the Old Fashioned with cranberry. Let me go ahead and tell you how to make the cranberry simple syrup. And then we'll get into the drink portion of it. Cranberry simple syrup. In saucepan, bring 2 cups of water, 1 cup of sugar, and 1 cup of fresh cranberries to a boil. Once boiling, cook 4 to 5 minutes. Strain with a fine mesh sieve. I really got to learn how to say that word. Cool before serving. All right, here's what you need for the old-fashioned with cranberry. 3 ounces quality bourbon whiskey, 1 ounce cranberry simple syrup. That's what we just made. 3 shakes of Angostura bitters. Garnish with orange peel. You're not even going to tell me how to make it. All right, I didn't proofread this, obviously. Ocean spray. Garnish with orange peel, ocean spray, fresh cranberries, and rosemary. In a serving glass with ice, stir together the bourbon, cranberry, simple syrup, and bitters. There it is. Garnish with orange peel, fresh cranberries, and rosemary. That's a lot, but I love old fashions, and I like cranberries anyway, so that one would be pretty good. That is the old fashioned with cranberry. That is the White Christmas Margarita, and that is the peppermint martini. As always, guys, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Do like me on my birthday weekend. I'm going to get fucking hammered. Maybe. If I get fucking hammered, I will get an Uber. I will get a Lyft. I will call someone who loves me to drive my drunk, stinking ass home. Cheers, everybody. Be safe. All right, it's time for the listener emails. Why did this thing just blank out again? Here we go. It says, hey, I've been listening for a few months, blah, blah, blah. I used to work as a bartender, and sometimes it's like hanging out with a regular. what the podcast is? Well, cheers to you bartending. It says, I've been with my girlfriend for about 8 months. We get along with each other's friends and families, so we have an active social life. The other night, we were at dinner with a mix of our friends to celebrate an engagement, and my girlfriend's ex shows up. He's a mutual friend on her side of the friend group, so we see him from time to time. It's all fine, and there isn't any drama, but it's definitely weird to have to hang out with my girl's ex sometimes. I could imagine that's kind of weird. Anyway, after some drinks, he invites everyone to his Christmas party. Immediately, everyone, including my girl, accepts the invitation. Of fucking course. Oh, that happens all the goddamn time. Except, you know, I get told all the time the things I have to go do. Not that I got invited to go do and I have a choice, yes or no. It's you're going to do this. That fucking sucks. And it says, so I love my girlfriend, but I don't really want to go. She's going to go whether I do or not. Jesus Christ. Who are you dating? Fucking Hitler? Sorry, that was harsh. So I'm wondering if I just suck it up and go. I mean, free drinks and we're getting an Uber home. Good man. There are going to be plenty of other friends there. I just don't want to hang with this guy. I don't know. I just don't want to be a dick. What would you do? The fact that she just signed you up for it's kind of fucked up. Could you imagine the reverse situation? If some chick you banged, she still had to see, and then she invites everybody, that would not go over well. I bet you that would not go over well. I bet your chick would throw a fucking fit if she was in the other position. If the shoe was on the other foot. And maybe that's what you need to say to her. Look, I'm glad that you want to hang out with your friends and all this and that. But imagine the reverse scenario. My ex is part of our friends group. You know, she's inviting us to shit. I say yes without asking. It just kind of seems disrespectful. Actually, at this point, she just automatically says yes. She's going whether you go or not. It's like, I don't know if you should ask her this. I'm just speaking out loud. I don't want to get you in trouble, but, I would ask her possibly, do you want to be with me? Because it just kind of seems like you say yes and do whatever you want to do. And I have to tag along. And that's not cool. Imagine if the shoe was on the other foot. That's how I would approach it. I would talk to her and be like, this is why it makes me uncomfortable. And she'll probably say, why? I don't get it. Because you fucked him! No, I'm just kidding. Don't freak out. Don't freak out on her. I think there's a good reason for you to go. I'm trying to find the part in the email that really changed my mind. The part that says free drinks. Would be down for that. And you're getting an Uber home. I would try to go. I would try to go. You don't have to stay there. If the dude's like trying to hit on your chick, you don't have to fucking stay there. If she decides to stay there and get wasted with everybody, you need to sit down with her and have a talk and be like, hey, where the fuck is this shit going? That's not cool. Because if things were reversed, you'd be pissed. And if she's like, no, I wouldn't be mad, then you guys might not have anything there. I've been with my girlfriend for 8 months. Okay, so it's still fairly new. You're still learning each other. I don't think you're being a dick. I think any question, any doubt you have in your mind is a normal human reaction to this situation. You've already tolerated him showing up to shit, you know? Now you gotta go fucking party with this guy. You know, and he's probably a douchebag. He's probably gonna be like, so, Jessica. How about Jessica? She's pretty good, huh? You know, that awkward fucking conversation. Get the fuck away from me, bro. I wanna drink your free booze. But get the fuck away from me. I would talk to her about it. I would tell her it makes you uncomfortable. Explain the reasons why it obviously makes you uncomfortable. And kind of go from there. If she's going to do what she wants to do anyway, then that's not a relationship, man. Just might be time to start looking. That's just my honest opinion. I am not a psychiatrist. I am just a guy having a beer on a podcast. So if my advice ruins your life, I do apologize. I'm not trying to do that. But just know I'm not a professional. Cheers to you. Good luck. All right. Where's my next email? It's titled Sports and Shit. I love tuning in because you and I have the same view on sports. So what the fuck is going on with the NFL and the NHL? Who is this calling me right now? God damn it. So the NFL, in my opinion right now, it's not a lately kind of thing. This has been trending for a long fucking time with the refs and not calling shit and missing calls. The NHL is having a lot of shit go down right now with, what's his name? Crawford. The coach Crawford, he was apparently abusive to a lot of players. Players are coming out now. There was the guy for, I don't remember. I think he was a Canadian team. He was using ethnic slurs. One of the players came out and said he said the N-word toward him several times, which he is a black hockey player. So there's a lot of shit going down. They're getting rid and they're cutting anyone behaving this way, which is, you know, yeah, fair enough. You shouldn't be abusing players and you shouldn't be using fucking ethnic slurs toward people. That's fucking stupid. With the NFL and the NHL, the Cowboys and the Stars, we were winning. Now we're shitting the bed and no one is on the same page on how to fix it. Jason Garrett needs to go. Jerry Jones should have filled his position years ago. I agree. As for the Stars, these young guys are really carrying the team. Excuse me. We were playing so well, and then it's like the players just lose it. Last night, oh, you watched the game last night? I watched the game last night. Last night should have been a hell of a game, but the refs wouldn't even let the... Dude, I saw that! The refs wouldn't let them fucking fight! It was... Dude, we're getting our ass kicked 4-1. And Jamie Benn and one of their players are hacking each other in the ankles, like pissed off after the play, whatever. And then the refs, these two guys, Corey Perry grabs one of their guys ready to fucking throw hands, and the ref jumps on him. I hate this new style of the NHL. Let them fucking fight. That is the one of the best parts about this sport, is that you can stick up for your teammate via throwing fucking hands. You know, you can't do that in any other sport without getting suspended. That's what makes the NHL special to me. Please start letting him fucking fight more. I know it's not going to happen, but whatever. It's all a damn mess. I'm ready for baseball season. I agree. Baseball is my number one sport anyway. If you didn't listen last week, baseball is definitely my number one sport. I don't know what's going on, man. Jason Garrett, yes, he should have been gone 4 years ago, in my opinion. I don't know. I wish I knew how to fix the Stars and the Cowboys, but I just don't. The Stars went 14-1-1, just a week ago, man, 2 weeks ago. And now they've lost three in a row and one in overtime. They don't look like the same team, and I'm not sure what happened. Maybe they got a big head. I think coaching a team is probably a lot like raising kids at times. You know, like Montgomery, they'll go on a big winning streak like they did, and then Montgomery rewards them by giving them the next day off to where they don't have to practice. No skate, no practice. And you just like with kids, man, you can't reward them too soon. You know what I mean? Because that's it. That's over. It's like the, you know, I've opened my present. It's fucking done. Now I can behave however I want. Now I don't really have to care anymore. I don't know what happened, man. Stars fell off. The Cowboys, surprisingly, if you're not paying attention to the division, the Cowboys are still in first place in the division. Because the Eagles suck so bad. Because the Washington Redskins suck so bad because the Giants have only won two games this season. That's the only reason we're going to end up going to the playoffs off of pure dumb luck. I don't know how to fix the problem. As far as the Cowboys go, Jason Garrett, he's had his time here. You seem to like the same Cowboys and Stars. Okay. Jason Garrett, it's been time for a while. We need somebody new. And that's the fucked up thing, is I don't know who's out there to gather as a coach. I know, what's his name, Riviera from Jacksonville just got fired, but I don't fucking know if he's a good coach. I don't know if he'd be the right fit. I don't know how to turn it around, man. I think a lot of it has to do with coaching with the Cowboys. I'm not sure that the guys even really respect Jason Garrett like they should as a head coach. As far as the Stars go, they just look flat out tired last night, man. And I don't know why. It's not like we played a game the night before. And we got to face Winnipeg again. That's going to be rough. I think that's tomorrow night on Thursday. But the way to fix the Stars, I don't fucking know, man. I wish I had the solution. I really want them to be good. I want all my DFW teams to be good. But the Rangers are not, you know, probably not going to be shit this season. I'll say the fucking Mavericks, man. If you want a DFW team that's holding it together right now and not flaky like the Cowboys and the Stars, the Mavs, dude. The Mavericks with that young kid, Luka Doncic, are fucking crushing it, dude, which is really exciting. I really wish I could stream the games, but it hasn't worked for me. So I just kind of have to scoreboard watch for the Mavericks. But yeah, they got to get it together somehow, some way. Something's got to happen. I don't think it's Jim Neal, the GM, and I don't think it's Jim Montgomery, the head coach. I think it has a lot to do with the players. There's no reason Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn and, hey, Pavelski, Joe Pavelski, you haven't done shit since you've been here in Dallas. I'm calling him out, too. You know, there's no reason with that firepower we should be struggling. So maybe a trade's in order. I hate to say it. I love Jamie Benn, and I love Tyler Seguin, and I can't really say I love Joe Pavelski playing for the Stars, but I loved him in San Jose. He was a 30-goal scorer a season. Now he's struggling to break 8. And that has a lot to do with the system, you know, change for him. It's a shock. It's a new culture. It's a new style of hockey. But don't know how to fix it. I would trade Jamie Benn if we could get somebody a little bit faster, a little bit stronger, a little bit more to say in the locker room, a little bit more leadership. Possibly Tyler Seguin too. I don't know, man. But anyways, that's all the emails I have for you. Thank you for writing in. Cheers to you. Go Stars, go Cowboys, go Mavericks, go Rangers. And that's really all I got for you guys tonight. Let me find a little snip of music here and finish off this beer, and I'll be right back. Alright guys, that's it for me. I'll talk to you on fucking Thursday. Have a good week. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft. Bye.